The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Tech titans go from big to bigger. This week marks a motherlode of tech earnings. Where do tech giants go from here?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York, and it was a tech earnings palooza this week. Thursday's closing bell saw quarterly reports from Amazon, Microsoft, Alphabet. Their combined revenue for the period, about $97.4 billion, comprises about 4% of the cumulative revenue projected for companies in the S&P 500. Here to break down what it all means and where it's all going is the Wall Street Journal's Dan Gallagher, patching in via Skype from San Francisco. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. So you look at tech's big night of earnings on Thursday of this week. Let's focus on three of the top five most valuable tech companies: Amazon, Microsoft, Alphabet. If their latest reports are any indication, is tech completely taking over?
Well, I mean, it's certainly a much bigger force in the market than it used to be. I mean, 10 years ago, these companies made up about 5% of the S&P's market cap. And now, I mean, those particular three are about 8%. And if you threw in like Apple and Facebook, you're all the way at 13%. So
wow, yeah,
they become dominant. I think what's really interesting, just a longer view, is that, you know, these companies for tech are older in the sense of, you know, Microsoft and Apple has been around a while. Amazon, Facebook, Google are all like less than two decades old, which still seems old for tech. But when you consider the other big companies that they've displaced in market cap, ExxonMobil, Johnson & Johnson, big banks who've been around for decades and decades and decades, it's remarkable how big and how quickly these companies have come to their dominant size.
Right. And if you look at the market as a whole, there's this case to be made that there's a bit of a tech monopoly going on, not in the traditional sense, but the dominance is substantial.
Well, the monopoly conversation's been going around for a few weeks because, you know, just the size of these companies and the fact that it doesn't look like they would be challenged easily. And one thing in tech is that it's always been an industry where, you know, a young, small company can theoretically come in and in relatively short time really displace a bigger one. I mean, Google was not the first search engine around. Facebook was not the first social network.
Right,
But these companies came up with these innovative ways to do those tasks and quickly became the very dominant forces. And when you look at it now, it's like, okay, how would another social network, if you came up with a better idea for a social network than Facebook maybe, how do you really compete with a network that has a quarter of the Earth's population
right.
on it?
Right.
You know,
how do you
move those people over? It gets to look like, wow, how could somebody really go with it? And they're not a monopoly in the sense that people haven't had a choice. It's one where people have opted into this freely,
sure,
but it has made them as incredibly powerful as they are.
And, you know, speaking to the different times as well, like you mentioned, it's sort of a newfound prominence. I wonder how the increased demand of tech products, we're all obsessed with our smartphones, our gadgets, et cetera. How is that factoring into this whole equation? Does that have a big hand in driving this machine?
Well, it does, because that's how these big companies, you know, can transition. So Microsoft, you think of Microsoft, for instance, in the age of the PC was very dominant, obviously, because they powered just about every PC that was in front of people. So PC, you know, now computing has expanded a lot, and there's a lot more options for PCs, and a lot of people talk about how Microsoft was really falling by the wayside because they didn't have an operating system for the phone, and these things where people were going to. Well, what they've figured out is, okay, how can they build into these new ways where people interact with technology? Because the thing about technology is technology demand continues to grow, even if it doesn't look the same as it did 10 years ago, 15 years ago, where we were all just locked to our desks in front of our computers
right.
using the software that was on there. So the options expand, and the companies that had scale already have a natural advantage to moving into those new areas and quickly dominating them.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Dan Gallagher about this week's motherlode of tech earnings. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for joining us. As far as the near future is concerned, where do analysts see this going? Could this maybe set the stage for new stock market highs? And what's their trajectory? I know it's hard to predict the future, but where do we go from here?
Well, I think overall these companies are probably going to continue to get more valuable because the trends of things like cloud computing, about technology into cars, presents a lot of really big growth opportunities that are small right now, but have a lot of upside potential for these companies to grow into. So I think they'll continue to get valuable. Do they bring the entire market up with them? It's hard to say, because one possible downside is that, you know, if you have a few names that tend to dominate a lot of places, it's harder for, you still need those smaller companies to, you know, to be able to come up, find opportunities, grow into bigger opportunities. So that's still kind of the unanswered question. Is there a place for smaller companies to compete against these ones that have proven both very dominant and also pretty nimble? Right. I think that kind of remains to be seen right now.
Right. That's a good place to leave it. Dan Gallagher, thanks as always for joining the podcast.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thanks again to Heard on the Streets, Dan Gallagher. That will wrap up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.